Because if she does become Mishaberes, so then it's a Vada that is Thomas. Vada is Thomas. So Gemara is the Kashe, Eini Votone Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Yatu Yochleima Bechameisei Veim Chameisei Veim Chomov, Shemin Tzu Ayonis, or Shemianu, Shekvo Yodu. So what's the Kashe? Shekvo Yodu. Umidikoma Shekvo Yodu. Mashma. Did Loi Vio Bishaberes? Di Ike Sayres? Di Loi? Yoldo namen afke mit ihres Kacke, so why does he emphasize? Why does Rabbi Bar Shmuel emphasize Shekvo Yoldo? So Mimele she cannot be Mimaenes. So if she already brought this Ayres, so even without Yoldo, so she becomes a Gdele, push this Ayres. So obviously Rabbi Bar Yoye has reference to a case where she didn't bring this Ayres. So, if she didn't bring this Ayres, so she's not a Gdele. Without this Ayres, she doesn't become a Gdele. VMK, and still, it's Yoldo. But she can be Ma'enes. Even though, she cannot be Ma'enes. Because it's Yoldo. But, since it is implicit in the worship of Rabbi Bar Yoye, that he has reference to one who did not bring this Ayres. So because if she had watched this Ayres, so then she would become a Gdele with this Ayres. So then she couldn't be Ma'enes without recourse to Yoldo, but because she's a Gdele. So in other words, Rabbi Loi has reference to one who did not bring this Ayres. So if she did not bring this Ayres, so she's still a Ktane. So Mimele Vimki, so it's a Raye, that a Ktane can also be Misaberes. So it's a kashe. How can we say that it's vada meiso? It's vada meiso. So the kashe is, that I mentioned in connection with Rashi. V'imteima maisal the daito the makshe tikshe brayse the rabba shmuel gufe. So why does he direct the kashe against? Rabbi Bar Yoye, so he should. The kashe can be directed against. The kashe can be directed against Rabbi Bar Shmuel himself, because the team myself the match a tikshe price the Rabbi Bar Shmuel gufe. So the kashe can be directed against the price of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. The chidin the bloy via b'sayres. Now, in view of the fact that he mentions the expression shekvo yoldo, Rabbi Bar Shmuel mentions the expression shekvo yoldo. So it is obvious that he has reference to one who did not bring this Ayres. So Mimele, she is still Iktanes. If she is still Iktanes, she should be able to be lying. So why does the Brisa say she colotus? The blue you be of Sisayat Ayres. Do you know that I have any Kolmok in Timoy? So when we went over the Rashi, so I didn't want, to become involved in the whole discussion, so I said, So we have to say that for some reason, even though she is still a Ktano, she cannot be mine. Because Kashe doesn't discuss that. But that's the difficulty. What is the reason? The Gemara is only asking Kashe against Rabbi Bar Yoye, against the statement that it's Vada Meisa. It's Vada Meisa. But we could ask the Kashe against the Brisa itself. On one hand, the Brisa says Shekvo Yoldo. It emphasizes the fact of Yoldo. That means that she didn't bring this item. Now, if she didn't bring this Ayres, so she certainly done it. Now, the Gemara didn't know as yet of Boni Mayim Simon. So maybe we have to assume that inasmuch as she didn't produce this Ayres, so she's still done it. If she's still done it, so why does the Brisa say she's going to maybe she cannot be minus? Why not? She's a Tano, so what? So what do I care that she was Yoldo? Is the Chim de Levi beside the Ayres, Yoldo, I have him come up into mine. Namely, the summer of Makshe, the half of God, the Kitana Ayre, yes, the Muyun, Midrabot, with the Shemir as Deo, who swooped him away from Shinvi of his eyes. So in other words, the Makshe assumed, true that without this Ayres, she cannot become a Deo. Without she cannot become a Deo. And inasmuch as we don't observe this Ayres, so she's not a Deo. But still, she cannot be Meyanis, because there is a special takonis. that once she is Yolda, even though she remains Alpidini Ktano, she cannot be remained. That it's Vada Meisa, but here we see from the price of Rabbi Bar Shmuel that it's not, it can be that it's Choyo. Avalayu Lifosh, the Rimachin Michalim Price, Gufa Dimosika Daisy, Shaka the Leida Riki Simon, Urikachin Michalim Limoye, the Ripor Michalim with Rabbi Bar Loye, Umshani Diponi Mariki Simoni, Mishasu Yibo, Kmoshe Forage. So that was, there is another shot, and there are some Mishani. We explain it that way, that the Makshe also knew, the Makshe when he asked from the price of Rabbi Bar Shmuel, knew of the Aloche, that Bonim Arim Kisimon. But the Makshe assumed that only ladies Bonim is Kisimon. Ladies Bonim is Kisimon. So in Mele, the price itself is not difficult, the price of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So the price of Rabbi Bar Shmuel says, you have to Yochleima, the Chameisi, the Choshim Sa'ayla, Sheimenu, Shekro Yodu. And if it's Kro Yodu, so the Meila Mishas Leide, she's already a Gdele. So the Meila, she cannot be Mimayenes. So, but the question is, but only Mishas Leide she becomes a Gdele. Because Gdele she becomes a Gdele. And Rabbi Bar Loye says that if a Gdele is Misaberes, so then she dies, and she cannot give birth to a viable child. I mean, he may saw, and the blood is made, and here we say, she quo yoldo. So in other words, she gave birth to a viable child, and she is living, and the child is living. So it's a kache against Rabbi Bar Loye. So then comes the parent, so the Makshe also knew that Bonim Arim Kisimon, but the Makshe assumed that only ladies Bonim is Kisimon. So, the ladies want to make some money. So, but then it's a raya that she can give birth, and he chai or rodah chai. So then he gives more suffering to the parents, Bonim Arim Kisimonim, not only Mishas Leide, but Bonim Arim Kisimonim, Mishas Hibo. So in Meile there is no kashe against Rabbi Bar Loye either. Why? Because what does Rabbi Bar Loye say? Rabbi Bar Loye says, that Teichas Man Hazeh, so he may serve who promise. But if Bonim Arim Kisimonim, and she becomes a Gdele, as long as she turns out to be a viable child, so then it's a great milsel in Afreya that she was a Gdele before the birth, as of the moment of the evil. So Mimele it's not Teichas Man Hazeh. That's in accordance with Teisa Shita before, that when he says Teichas Man Hazeh, that doesn't depend upon a certain year. It doesn't mean between 11 and 12. Teichas Man Hazeh means, a year prior, within the year, prior to the double. Now, if she gave birth at a certain time, even if it happened to be before she was 12, so that means that she was already a Gdele 9 months before. So the Mele, Teichas Man Hazeh means prior to the 9 months before. But she became Misaferes already L'Acher Hazman Hazeh. Because according to Teisa Pshat, La'achar Hazman means after Godless. And since the Godless took place at Hebrew, so in Mele it was already La'achar Hazman Hazeh. So there is no kashe against Rabbi Bar Loye. Avalei Miforish, the Makshin Yifoi Praisik, the Mosik Ataitik, Shap Yadulei the Harei, the Simoni, Mutachin Yichil Moim, Ripor Yichalo, the Rabbi Bar Loye, Umshan Dibon, Marim, the Simoni, Mishas Hebrew, the Mishel Forish, the Mkein Harei, why couldn't they explain that way? So the Inkein, so faces rejects, but it's a good shot in the Gemara. So the Inkein, Harle Meima, Behege, Ibo Bonim Arim Kisimoni, Kim Dimi Kore Nana Asita Gaite, Delay De, Harim Kisimoni. So according to Faces own Shite, it's no kashe, because, I mean, why don't we ask according to Faces? Teisa Shiti is Alimidemis, that Ibo Bonim is Arim Kisimonim. So why doesn't Gemara spell out Ibo Bonim Arim Kisimonim? Why does Gemara say Bonim Arim Kisimonim? So that's no kashe, because Meir HaTeisa, should we say that Bonim Arim Kisimonim means Ladies Bonim? So the Pashtis are Russian, according to Pesach. Of Bonim is also Liba Bonim, not Liba Bonim. Masha'ikim, if we explain it this way, so that means that the Machi also knew of Bonim Aleksamon. Then the only difference between the Machi and the Talatzin consisted in the question as to whether it is Liba Bonim is Kisimonim or Liba Bonim Kisimonim. The Machi assumed Liba Bonim Kisimonim. And then the Talatzin is Mechadesh, Liba Bonim. So that's the only point that the Talatzin is Mechadesh. So we should emphasize it. But according to Pesach, the Machshen didn't know the whole halacha that Bonim likes the money. So Memele, but he thought that there is a special takone that once there is later she cannot be Memele. So Memele, he's in Mechadish, the halacha of Bonim likes the money. And Memele, Bonim likes the money means Ibo Bonim. So he doesn't have to spell it out. But according to that pshat, so the Machshen also knew it Bonim likes the money. But the difference between the Machshen and the Talatzin was in Ibo Bonim. So he should spell it out. Ibo Bonim likes the money. Harim Kse Bonim, Pirish Mishasoyim. בישאַט טונער רב ביטער שמע תומס די בישנאס יוד בייס פון חיי אפיל רב בריוי די אויס איז אבדיל מיש אסירוי די אפ אפ די קיימלון די נידע די די טייחס מאן גריס מיי אז מאן דער האב איך דיילע בי די אסיר די בישאס ני בייס מי קומ אוקיי איבו פון די קיימע טייחס מאן כי סימונים אחר אז מאן כי סימונים אחר אז מאן סו דק טייש שיט טייש שיט אין דא מנשן דא פאלי דק טייש שיט דפיניטלי איז that the Ika thing in Godless is not. True, we have aloha that if a Ben, let's say, produces Shnisayrus before he's 13, and or a Bas produces Shnisayrus before she's 12, she doesn't become, he or she doesn't become good luck, they are. So that's not because there is a prerequisite of Godless Shon. No, because the Shnisayrus before 13 or before 12 is not indicative of Godless. What does Godless mean? Godless means puberty. So in other words, so Shtei Sairis is indicative of puberty. So that is Simen of puberty. But if it happens, sometimes children are born with hair on their body, all over their body. So does it mean that they have reached puberty before they were born? It doesn't mean that. So that's a certain abnormality because of a glandular hormone abnormality. So it's not indicative. So this is what Shume means. Shume Baume, in English it's called, I think, expressed. In other words, it's not indicative of puberty. It is just indicative of a certain abnormality, of a certain glandular hormone disturbance. So that's only Shayach if you have Shtei Sairus. But we cannot say, in regard to Bonim, it's just an expression, it's just Shume Baume. Bonim is certainly an indication of puberty. A woman could not have a child if she has not reached puberty. This is what Teisa said. We heard it. But so Teisa Shite is that the only prerequisite for Godless is Simon. Shonim is only necessary because without Shonim, so the Simonim is no Simonim, the Shtei Sairus is no Simonim, but it's not a prerequisite in itself. The Hodi Koma Rabbi Royati Hazman, he may so Gubra may, so he could have Shasin Reis. The Os Kom Chayokish in Dele Bishasi Roy. Kitavishes, El Odohoche Perushet, the Muse. Kidim Hazman, Kidish, Kidim Shomesh with Nidadles. Kid Hazman, and Kid Shomesh with Nidadles. Ah Hazman, and Achish Pavlis. So that's the Pshat of Tesis. And many of the Shem. The Kid Hazman does here, in Rabbi Roy. When is Gimori in Nide mentions? So many times, Teich Hazman, Kedem Hazman, Lach Hazman, there it means Teich Hazman between 11 and 12. And Lach Hazman, it means after 12. And Kedem Hazman means before 11. But here in Rabbi Baruch's memory. So Lach Hazman, after Godless, so if she became a Godless, who won it? So the Godless begins retroactively, as of the moment of Ibo. So from Ibo on, that's Lach Hazman. And 1 year prior to that Ibo, so that's Teich Hazman. And prior to that year, so that's Kedem Hazman. Alright. The Afilu Rav Yudin, the Omar. So Rav Safka says Bonim are Simonim. So the Bonim themselves are Simonim. But Rav Zvi says Bonim are different Simonim. So it's not that the Bonim are the Simonic Atlas. But the Bonim is a Raya that she produced Simonic Atlas. And even though we don't see this Atlas, so we say, definitely, that it she had Simonim, but it was not. Because if she didn't have Simonim, so then she couldn't have children. The Afilu Rav Yudin. So why does he use the Lashon Hatifem Simonim? In order that the Mishnah says, V'motzinu chameisim imayones, should accord with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even after she brought him money, so if she wasn't Yarda Hashochei, if there wasn't an abundance, whatever the pshat in Yad HaShocher is, whether it means that an abundance of hair, of puberty hair, or it means that the hair is very long, it's not always sheichlis, like Moshe Riva HaShocher, whatever it is. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even after she produces this science, so she's a Geula. But if there is no Yoribu HaShochei, so she can still be in my hands. As long as there was no Esroi Boalau, because if Boalau, so then there is Dushed Arise, so Mim could not annul Dushed Arise. But if there is not Boalau, or Boalau and Firei Shaloi Vishen Dushed, so Mimele, even though she's a Geula, but if there is no Yoribu HaShochei, so she can still be mine. משום בואי אלוהו כמעסיס את רבי ומציל חמיס מהם יש כמרות ואם תאמר המי קומה ועדיף ומסימונים אפילו אחד משעשי בואי אלוהו כסימונים ומציל חמיס עם המלס לרבי יהודה ומשעשי אי בורד על הידה יש מה מרובי יש מה שיש בעבור סיירס עד שיהיה בעשור So why do they have to mention that עדיף ומסימונים? Why in order that the Mishnah should accord with רבי יהודה? But even without עדיף ומסימונים so the Mishnah can accord with רבי יהודה because to the Mishnah says ומצינו so he says, "Limishatas ibur adaleide, yeish zman mirude, yeish la mimasha yeish meavo esayre sache yavasha." So within the 9 months between the 9 months and the 7 months, so between the ibur and the leide, so there was certainly ribu ashoche. Umiel mando marosom the ribu ashoche hanashek kifu esayre misofer sofo. So there has to be an abundance of seya. So that might take more than 9 months. So in Meila it is necessary in order that the Mishnah should accord with Rabbi Yehuda to say Adif Mismanim. Efshah Shev Ribu HaShocher Ma'achir Yehi Samis Malim Barash Aslaid. Abul Mandoma, that Ribu HaShocher doesn't mean a profusion of hair, of puberty hair, but it means that it should be substantially long. Al Mandoma Sadu Sheikh Reis, Vimirok Meshe Ribu HaShocher, Kashi. So why does he have to say Adif Mismanim? Vimirok, the Imeviyo, Sairas Minosho Yechilu Lemoyim Atmishon Kibir Ribu HaShocher. Then as man gere, Elo Ribu HaShocher Mamesh Bino. שתהי נראה איזדהו לכל עודיקה. So in other words, it's not a question of a certain זמן. In other words, since this is it, הכל יש חכמים, so מיל את החכמים לא מסעקים, that until we can see the ריבוק השוחר, so she can be mine. Even though there definitely was enough hair to have the ריבוק השוחר, but if we don't see it because it was not true, so that הכל יש חכמים לא, she can still be mine. ואם תימא, הקראת אלוהי בוא נעדיף מסימון לניסוק מסניס ששפת רבי יהודה, ואומרת רבי יהודה כי שפועל אך הגדלס, ונחיל ללמוד כי לא מפרד בו סימן, וזה יש החמיסי שנבר לו בגדלס, כי שנשא בו, דיבון מראים כסימונים משעס הירוי. Now this is not such a simple thesis. I don't know why the Nisi Kaelin don't test the Kashi. But actually, according to Rashi's Pshat, in Chameisa, we discussed it in the very beginning of Yeromit. So I mentioned that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rivosh, and the Chumash Rivosh. What does Chameisa mean? So Rashi Mishnah says, Chameisa shemeis bailo v'noso ochi u'meis b'libon. For example, let's say Nachshon was married to Bilhah, and they had a child, daughter, Rochel. And then Rochel became Kodeshes, Shimon was Mikadish Rochel. Because the father of Rochel, Nachshon, was Mikadish Kodesh. So she became Kodeshes to Shimon, Midrais. And then Bilhah, so she became Kodeshes. So Rochel became Kodeshes to Shimon, and then Nachshon died. When Nachshon died, so then she married Reuven. So Bilhah married Reuven, the brother of Shimon, and then Reuven died, and Bilhah was nefeles with Shimon. So Bilhah is a chameis. That's Rashi's pshat. Why doesn't Rashi? So there is the cases of Kivedia, and this Mishnah appears in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Kivedia is Meir. Why doesn't Rashi mention a simpler example? Why does Rashi make it so complicated? Chameis or Shemis, Bailov, Inos, Ochi, Umeir, Lebonim. Why couldn't he say that Reuben and Shimon took brothers. And Reuben was married to Bilhah. Reuben is married to Bilhah. Then Shimon married Rachel, the daughter of Bilhah. And Reuben. And then Rachel died. Well, this we have to say. Because if Rachel didn't die, so Bilhah, the wife of Reuben, wouldn't be the first of Yidden. So then Reuben has children. So when is the Aroche that there is Yidden if he survived, if he's not survived by children? So suppose Rachel predeceased Reuben, her father. Then after Rachel died, Reuben died. So he has no children, he has no other children. So in any way, she's the first of Yidden. The Rivosh explains how they see that way. So Rav Gvadia says the reason is why Rashi doesn't explain the Mishnah that way, because Rashi Lishitose. Rav Akiva says that I involved in Sanhedrin, we discussed it. So Rav Akiva says that there is no Sreife, but Chamisei, there is an English of Sreife. But Racha Misa Sishtei, so if one is Boal Chamisei, Racha Misa Sishtei, he's not Chayav Sreife. So then there is a Machlekes Rishayim between Rashi and Teisves. So Teisves Shitei is that it's only a mute of Sreife, but Koras there is. Boal Chamisei, Racha Misa Sishtei. Rashi Shitei is, it's not only a mute of Sreife, it's a mute of Koras also. But it's still also Midraise because of the posit in the Teichache of Oruch Sheikhe and Chasante. But Koras there isn't. Now if there isn't Koras, so it's not an Arayas. Only a Misa Koras. So Mele Rashi couldn't mention the example that the Rivosh in the Tshuvas mentions. But Teisves could agree with the Rivosh Pshat. So Mele, according to the Rivosh Pshat, so it simply means Reuben and Shimon are two brothers. Reuben was married to Bilhah, and then Bilhah had a daughter Rachel. Shimon was married to Rachel. Then Rachel predeceased her father Reuben. Then Reuben died. So then she was Nephilis, so Bilhah is Nephilis to Shimon. Now, who is Shimon? Shimon is a son-in-law. So she is his mother-in-law, Shimon's mother-in-law. Because Teisa Shite in Yevomis Daftali Dalad is that Rav Akiva is only Mimait Chameisei Lachamisa Sishti from Sreife, but not from Kores. Now, so it is obvious that Teisa here, from this Teisa's Kashi, it is obvious that Teisa agrees with the Pshat of the Rivosh, not the Pshat of Rashi, otherwise it doesn't make sense, Teisa's Kashi. So Teisa says, the Kashi, if you give me a category, you give me a money, 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 you give. So he visualizes Chameisei. Two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben was married to Bilhah. So he was Nikudeshes, Dushin Drabonon originally. So she must have been Nivalo. Otherwise, so she couldn't be so Nisabro. So she put him out the money, Misha Seroin. Street, you have the polymer, give him the money, Mishkahas Hamas in my enemies, till she knew probably Ambete, or she brought the famous solution. But it's Mucha from this tasteless Pshat, the tasteless agrees with the Pshat of the Rivosh, not in the Pshat of Rashi, because if Teisves had agreed with the Pshat of Rashi, so then the Kashi wouldn't make sense. So what does Teisves say? Vizeis ha-chameisei sheniva lo bigadles, ki shenisabro. I mean, this is not the example of chameisei. So it's a riot that Teisves agrees with the Pshat of the Rivosh. I have to finish now, because I want to go to some boys and I can always speak out. So, forgive me. Every day there's something else. I had to leave early and give a short cheer. I say fortunately because of wedding. Fortunately. Alright, now. The last thesis we learned was the last thesis and that is later mistakes. Now, thesis says the cash have been seen and I can't believe one of my business money. We suit them as this is sharpish of beauty. The major of beauty should go ahead of us. Then you think we moy, kid on my third was him. He says a Hamesis in Babo because he's in Sabro. He put my money, Misha Feroy. Sweet, you have to put my business in money, Misha Hamesis, my energy, she bought the ambassador, or she bought the first show in the city. So I mentioned that from this basis it's mashma, the Teisves doesn't visualize Hamesis the way Rashi does. But he visualizes Hamesis the way the Rivosh in the Chuvas does, not the way Rashi does. Now, because how would Rashi explain Hamesis? She means Bailo Vinosa Ochiv who means Bilibon. So that means In other words, let's say Nachshein was married to Bilhah, and he had a daughter, Rachel. And then Nachshein, the father of Rachel, was mekabel kedushin from Shimon. So she became kedushes. So Rachel became kedushes to Shimon. Then Nachshein died. When Nachshein died, so Reuven, the brother of Shimon, married Bilhah. And then Reuven died. So then Bilhah was mefelel before Shimon. But what is Bilhah to Shimon? His mother-in-law. She's the mother of Rachel. The question is, so Rabbi Kleiger on Mishnayot, he raises the question, why does Rashi have to visualize that way? Why can't Rashi visualize it very simply? Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven was married to Bilhah, and then they had a daughter, Rachel. Then Shimon married Rachel. Bas Reuven. And then Rachel died. We have to say that Rachel died first. And then Reuven died. Because if Rachel is living and Reuven died, so there's no Yidden, so he has a child, he has a daughter. So you have to say that Rachel predeceased that father Reuven. And then Reuven died. So then when Reuven died, there's no children, Rachel is dead. So Mimele, it's Chameise. What? The Rivosh in the Chuvash visualizes Chameise that way. Why doesn't Rashi visualize it this way? I mean, that's simple. I mean, so we don't have to mention another marriage. So the Rav Dreger, in his Agoyes on the Mishnayos, points out, because there is a machlokes between Rav Yishmael and Rav Akiva, where the Chameise, Achameise Sishte, is Chayev Sreif Olah. Chameise, there is a Chayev Sreif. How about Achameise Sishte? So Rav Yishmael says there is, but Rav Akiva, the Aloch is like Rav Akiva, there is no Sreif. So there is a machlokes between Rashi, in Sanhedrin, that I involve, Rashi says that it's not only a mute, according to Rav Akiva, it's not only a mute of Sreif, it's a mute of Koretz as well. But it's also Midraise because of the Posik in Kisove. Oh, Sheikhez and Chatzante. Oh, Sheikhez and Chatzante, that means Chameise. Even Lacham is a system. But Koretz there isn't. If there is no Koretz, so it's not one of the Arayas. It doesn't happen, it's all right. So Rashi couldn't visualize it the way the Rivosh in the Chuvah does. But he says, in the woman that Salidale, it says, that according to Rav Akiva, there is only a mute of Sreife, but no mute of Koretz. So the Meir Teisves can visualize it the way the Rivosh does. That's why Teisves says it. Otherwise, if Teisves had agreed with Rashi's Pshat, it wouldn't make sense. What does Teisves say? V'zeis ha-chameisei, she-niva lo bigadle, ki she-nisabro, v'boni marim, ki smone mishasei roe. So what do you mean v'zeis ha-chameisei, she-niva lo bigadle? Who says, I mean, according to Rashi's Pshat? So, according to Rashi's Pshat, she's Chameisei because of a previous marriage, because Nachshein was married to Bilhah, and she had a daughter, and they both had a daughter, Rachel, and then Shimon married Rachel, and then when Nachshein died, after Nachshein was mekabel kedushin from Shimon for his daughter Rachel, so Nachshein died. So then Nachshein died, so Bilhah married Reuven. So where do we have Nival of the Gavis, Kishin Isabel, that Kasha doesn't make sense? So apparently, Teisves visualize, Chameisei, the way the Rivosh does. So the way the Rivosh does. So Teisves says the Kasha, let's say, if the Chameisei is that way, that Reuven and Shimon were two brothers, and Reuven was married to Bilhah, and he had his daughter Rachel, and then he was mekabel kedushin from his father Shimon. Then Rachel died, and after Rachel died, so father Reuven died. So Teisves says the kasha, v'zeis ha-chameisei, she-niva lo bigadles. In other words, she didn't regardless because she's a gdela retroactively. head of the Ebo. So when she became, when she conceived from Ruvain, when Bilhah conceived from Ruvain, she was a Ketana. She was married to Shin Rabbanan, Yisroel Rabbanan. But when Bilhah conceived from Ruvain with Rochel, so at that time Bilhah became a Gdela. So and then so that means and there was Bia. There was Bia. So Mimele, when she was Nisabro, so at that time there was Bia. So at that moment there was Gdushin. No Gdushin. So she's already Mikudeshes as of the evil. She's his wife, so Bilhah is Reuven's wife with Raitse. How can she be Mimele? So Mimele, why do we have to say that Bonim are different in Simonim, in order that it should accord with Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda, she is that even after she becomes Igdelo, but until there is a Ribu Shocher, so even though she's Igdelo, so Mil is still effective. But Mil is still effective even while she's Igdelo, if there was no Nukdush, if Loi Paralel. But if Paralel, and we say that the woman is that the same husband who until the Bia begat Musa was her husband Tommy Mid Rabbanon. So once he's Boalel, after she becomes a Gdela, she becomes her husband Mid Raise. And if he becomes her husband Raise, so Mion is not effective. So here too, at conception, there was a new Gdushin, and Gdushin the Raise. How can Mion and all Gdushin Mid Raise? How can Mion and all Gdushin? So, yes?
What do you mean the bia before she conceives? So
the conception takes place at the time of the bia.
It's not afterwards.
Well, so that's a good question. In other words, because the Gemara says that klite does not necessarily have to take place simultaneously with the bia. It can take place within, according to one mandoma, it can take place within 3 minutes. Gimu yomi. In other words, until the egg cell is fertilized by the sperm, so it can take 3 mislets from the bee. It can take place, mami vishas bee, but it does not necessarily have to take place simultaneously with bee. So the kasha against Tetzis is, and this kasha is raised by the Rishash. So mimele, why does Tetzis say? But it could be that the day after the B.A. she was not there yet, so no new condition could be effective. There's a Bishaskas. Now, but it's no kashi, because true, the Gemara only says that the klite, fertilization, can take place sometime within three misles, after the bit. I mean, and this is based, this chumre of 5 days over and above, the zaynikin that the woman is now. Because of pilete shechvazera, so as long as fertilization can take place, so it has the halishem shechvazera. But if, let's say, so if she is collected within 3 misles, as of the B.A., if she is collected the Shefazera, so that is say on 1 day of the minion of the Zaynikim. That's the Allah. That's Allah, he says the Zaynikim. But if she is collected the Shefazera more than 3 days, than 3 misles after Tashmish, then it's not Seisaya. No, the minion of Zaynikim. That's the reason as to why a woman, when she is Midor, so she has to count 5 days before she can make a Tzaktach. Because of the possibility, why can't she start counting the Zaynikim immediately as soon as she starts bleeding? Suppose she bleeds only for 1 day. So let her start the Zaynikim, she cannot do it. She has to count 5 days. These are called the 5 unclean days. But it's called 5 unclean days in Russian Yodom. But even if she bleeds just once for 1 day, she still has to count 5 days and then make that sectar and start the Zaynikim. Why? Because of the possibility. If she will start counting, she bleeds only 1 day, and she'll start counting, so make a sectar, and she'll start counting. Maybe she's the letter Shefazera, let's say on the second day, and she's not aware of it. She doesn't have to be aware of the fact that she was to letter Shechotera. And if Kilav Shema is Gani that she was to letter Shechotera, so then it is says of a minion. So because of that, this is, so that's, so she has to count 5 days, and then make her sektar and count. So why only 5 days? Because then she's sure that she's not, that even if she was to let her, so it's not Seisev as Einiki. Because if she was to let her after the 3 Misraes, so it's not Seisev because he doesn't have a Chalishem Shech Vezera, because he couldn't be fertilized after the three Misraes. So it should be only 4 days. So in Achaname, let's say, in Kale, let's say, after Pio Lisheino, so she only has to count 4 days and 7. But a real Nidor, so then there's not a Shoshe, because it's been a Shmoshe, and so on, you won't know. So that's why you have to count 5 days. So the Kashi is, why does this say, V'zeis ha-chameis ha-shemi v'alo b'gavis, k'shem isabu, k'dibra ha-ksimon ha-mishasi ro'yei, because new Kedushin took place at the time of the B.S., at the time of B.S., she was already a Zeile, but maybe the Shefazera was Nicholas. A Misraes later after the B.A. So at the time of the B.A. she was not a Gdela yet. She becomes a B.A. Gdela retroactively as of the Eroi, as of the fertilization, not as of the B.A. So this is Rishav Kashi. But there is a very simple carrot. The Gemara only says that it's possible that the egg cell is not fertilized immediately Rishav B.A. It's possible. But it's possible that the Eroi takes place immediately Rishav Mar B.A. Immediately we shall come out here. So maybe we never know. How do we know? So maybe it's making the right thing. So this is Kashi is without a different misimony. So we cannot visualize Hamas in Mayanis. Why? Because maybe the Klita took place in Misles after the beer. But maybe it took place simultaneously with the beer. So maybe there was no delusion. So it's Sekid Reis is Lechumre, so in Meile, we can already say, we're Motzim Chamis in Mayanis, because of Sekid Reis Lechumre. So that's it, so it's no cash. Alright. So Kesef gives a teret, treat, deal out, the bonim, a tip, Missy Monim, the Mishkachas Chamis in Mayanis, Kigen Shilibro, Biambete. Kishilibro, so there was no beer, so there was no Nukdush. Now the question is, so that cash by Tesef can only be visualized if we assume that the Pshat in Chameisei is the way to divorce. Alright? So Tesis can agree with the divorce Pshat as a tier of Chameisei. Chameisei is one of the Arayas. Why? Because Tesis is really Kan Rashi in Sarel and Bafali Bord. And Tesis in Sarel and Bafali Dalet says that the Bakiva is only Memayit Chameisei La Chameisei Sishtei is Memayit Chameisei La Chameisei Sishtei is only Memayit of Sreife, but not of course. So he can agree with the divorce tier. But the question is, the tzio of Rashi is also a good tzio, according to the Rosh too. The Rosh does not have to conceive of that tzio, David. I mean, this is a simple tzio, does not have to conceive of that tzio. But the tzio of Rashi is also a good tzio of Chameisei. So the question is, now according to Rashi cannot conceive of the reverse tzio. Because according to the divorce CEO, so it's Lachamis a state, and according to Rashi Shita, there is a chorus, but Chameisei Lachamis a state. So according to Rashi, so the Chameisei of the Mishnah has to be visualized in connection with the case where, let's say, Nachshein was married to Bill. Nachshein was married to Bill. And Nachshein was married to Bill. And then Bilo was let's say Bilo was a cow. And then Bilo conceived with Rochel. Why she was a cow? But that in itself made her into a Dela. That in itself made her into a Dela. Because even if we don't say Bonim Adivim Misimoni, if we say just that it's not Adivim Misimoni, it's not Adivim Misimoni. So, and then she gave birth, and Bila, the wife of Nachshein, gave birth to her. So retroactively, she is a Gdela. And then when Rochel was, born, so Nachshon was mekabel kedushin from Shimon. From Shimon. So, from Shimon. And so she was mekudeshes, so Ochel became mekudeshes with Shimon midraise, because the father Nachshon was mekabel kedushin. Was mekabel kedushin. Then, after Nachshon was mekabel kedushin from Shimon, for his daughter Ochel, Nachshon died. When after Nachshon died, so then Bilo got married to Reuben, the brother of Shimon. The brother of Shimon. And then Reuben died. And Bilo is Nefeles with Nei Shimon. So Bilo, the Yevome, the so-called Yevome, is the mother-in-law of Shimon. Mother-in-law of Shimon. That's the only way we can visualize it according to Rashi. Now, so in such a case, so the question arises, why does the Gemara have to resort to Adivim Mismanim? So Tisa says, the only reason is why the Gemara had to resort to Adivim Mismanim is because in order that it should accord with Rabbi Yehuda. It should accord with, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that meal is effective in Kedusha Ketano, even after the Ketano becomes Ikdeo. Even after the Ketano becomes Ikdeo. So that only means, because that is only Shayach if the Kedushin took place while she was a Ketan. And there was no Kedushin, so then Mil, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if she becomes a Ikdeo, she produces this Ayre, so Mil is still effective. because the Kedushin, she's only married with Rabbanon, so that's like what's Rachon. Even after she's Ikdeo, until then it's Ribushon. But in this case, according to Rashi Sio, so, now, where is the Kedushin Rabbanon? The Kedushin Rabbanon has to be with Reuven. With Reuven. Now, it seems, according to Rashi Sio, so we have to visualize that Rochel was conceived by Bilo from Nachshon. From Nachshon, so at that time, and that was before Bilo got married to Reuven. So, when Bilo got married to Reuven, she was already Ikdeilo. In Ikdeilo, Kedushin Rabbanon is not Ikdeilo. Dushin Rabbonon is not a place, Dushin Rabbonon. Dushin Rabbonon is not a place in Igdeilo. Dushin Rabbonon is not a place in Igdeilo. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say a different misimony? Absolutely, said a different misimony without a different misimony. So it's not Chayach to say, Mimayanes, in view of the fact that Bonin is like Simone. Not even if it can be not even Simon. So the purpose is, Taisa says, in order it should accord with Rav Yehuda. It can accord with Rav Yehuda even without the element of Adivin Simon. Even without the element of Adivin Simon. Because Nachshon was married to Bilo, and then she conceived, while she was a Ketano, she conceived with Rochel, and then she gave birth to Rochel. So she's retroactively a Ketano. There's retroactive Ikdeilo. Then Nachshon was mekabel kedushin from Shimon, and then Nachshon died, and Bilo got married to Reuven. Bilo got married to Reuven. Now, so if Bilo got married to Reuven, so she couldn't get married if we didn't say that Bonim is like Simoni. So then she could get married to Nisuin Rabbanon. If according to Adam, but once we say that Bonim is like Simoni, even without that different Simoni. Without that giving some money. But she's a Ikdeilo. So by the time she got married, since she already conceived and gave birth to Rochel, from Nachshon, so she's already a Ikdeilo. Then when Nachshon dies, so when she gets married to Reuven, she has to get married to Nisuin D'Raisa, and not Nisuin D'Rabbanon, she's a Ikdeilo. So she's a Ikdeilo. So now, so if Bilo got married to Reuven, so she couldn't get married if we didn't say that Bonim is like Simoni. So then she could get married to Nisuin Rabbanon. According to Adam, but once we say that Bonim is like Simoni, even without that different Simoni, without that different Simoni, but she's a Ikdeilo. So by the time she got married, since she already conceived and gave birth to Rochel, from Nachshon, so she's already a Ikdeilo. Then when Nachshon dies, when she gets married to Reuven, she has to get married to Nisuin D'Raisa, not Nisuin D'Rabbanon, she's a Ikdeilo. So is his Igdeiro. So it's Mamela, it's Loi Matim Chameisim Imayenes. It's impossible to visualize Chameisim Imayenes. Chameisim Imayenes. So why do we have to say, Goni Matifa Nisim Oni? So we have to say, according to Rashi, I mean, if that's not difficult at all. Where does the Gemara say that Rav Zvi says, Goni Matifa Nisim Oni, in order that the Mishnah should accord with Rav Yud? Where does the Gemara say that? Teisa says that. Teisa says that. But Rashi is not Mishnah with the Teisa. So Rashi can say that the reason is why Rav Zvi, the Gemara says, according to Rav Zvi, Goni Matifa Nisim Oni, because the Gemara knew that that's Rav Zvi cheating. Goni Matifa Nisim Oni. And Goni Matifa Nisim Oni, in other words, that's you with Rav Yud. Not that it should, that this Mishnah, when Matzino Chameisim Imayenes, should be able to accord with Rav Yud. The Gemara just says like this, that according to Rav Zvi, so if there is Bonim, so even without Ribu HaShocher, she cannot be in the mind. According to Rav Zvi, that with Rav Zvi Chite. Not that because of that the Mishnah can accord with Rav Yud, even without that point by Rav Zvi, the Mishnah could accord with Rav Yud. The Mishnah could accord with Rav Yud. How we could have a chameise and that it should be kishin rabbanon and without not this seal when Nachshon was married to Bilo. Nachshon was married to Bilo and then Bilo gave birth to Rochel and then Nachshon was in kabutushin from Shimon for Rochel and then Nachshon died and then Bilo got married to Reuven and then Reuven died. There's another seal. Let's say, I mean, so, but it's similar to the seal of the Rivosh, but with one point, you see. The Rivosh seal is based upon the premise, that is not in accordance with Rashi Shita. That Chameise, Lachamise Tishte, is only Mufke of Freise, but not of course. But let's say, this is not consistent with Rashi Shita. But we have another seal of Chameise. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, like the tzio of the Rivosh. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven was married to Bilo. Kedushin de Rabbanon, because she was ektanai. So when Reuven got married to Bilo, so she had no child at the end. Bilo had no child. That was the first marriage, and the kedushin was kedushin de Rabbanon. Al de yochio, al de imo. So she became Nisua to Reuven. Bilo became Nisua to Reuven. And then, while she was Iktano, so let's say Nachshon was Miami's Bilo. And Bilo conceived from Nachshon. So that was his news. She was an Ishishis de Rabbono. So Nachshon conceived, Bilo conceived from Nachshon. She conceived with Rochel. And then she gave birth to Rochel. But who is the father, not Reuven? Reuven is not the father. Nachshon is the father. Then Nachshon, even though it was not like his news, because Mid Rabbonon is involved in Israel of Ishishish, but he's still a father. He's still a father. Even a Mamza the Reise is considered an art. Here, this is only, so Rochel is only Mamzeres Mid Rabbonon, because she's an Ishishish, she's Ishish Reuven Mid Rabbonon. So Nachshon is still a father, so Mamela can be Mikabu Dush from Shimon. So she became Mikudeshes, so Rochel became Mikudeshes to Shimon. Rochel became Mikudeshes to Shimon. And then Reuven died. And Rochel is still alive. Now we don't have to say, you see, the Rivosh has to mention that Rochel predeceased the father. Because otherwise there couldn't be any Yim. That we couldn't even. So that is only if Rochel is the daughter of Reuven. But in this deal, Rochel is the daughter of Nachshon. Rochel is the daughter of Nachshon. So even Rashi could mention this deal. But whether this deal could be mentioned or not, so we could say that it is similar to the Gemara Daf Yud. But the Gemara says, Omer Ravashi Daf Yud Amdalas, Omer Ravashi Rav Tana. אמר רבש ורב קנה, בלוי זיהי נאמה נשכחת לו, יקב עונס קלוסי, והיליד ממנו בן, ומאז, Rubin will for me, we not look coming home. Um, me get the new assire, so what's an amassire? Omelie be achmet. Der Telekomal, the Bachmet, he's so the Kamal. So it's not mommy the same, but there is a similarity, because in that case, when the Gemara says, be achmet, he's so the Kamal, so that's the whole, so the ach, the existence, the identity of the, of the achim is so. Here, it's not the identity of the achim is so. But the existence of Roche, the existence of Roche is Misore, but just as we say that the Achmes Misore Kamayre, so we could say Misore Kamayre. Whatever the Tzio is based upon certain Isha. Of course, in this Tzio, in the word of you, so the Tzio is a Mamzea, so the Ach is a Mamzea with Reise. In this Tzio, so the Ach, I mean, is a Kosher Gamre, but Roche is a Psulop, so it's a Psulop, so it's a Mamzea, so the Abor. But we could say, I mean, that Bisura Kamaya, so in other words, so that's why Tesis mentions only this case, where it's a CEO that doesn't involve an issue. Doesn't involve an issue. Alright, now the next case. Kazvitomar in Bonin Doisimon. Emery, Bisura Kuforesh, Deini Bobonim Shokayoma Motuli is Doisimon. Umiu Sini Mose, Miliporich Vinivdik. So the Pshat in Rav Zvi is, now you see, according to Rav Safka, besides the additional element of actually Yarba Ashocheir, that a different misimoni, that even without Riba Ashocheir, once the heretofore Ktano has a child, so then she cannot be Mimael. So that is, has only significance with Rabbanon, because the whole din of Mir is Rabbanon with Awach. But besides this, Nafkimina between Rav Safka and Rav Zvi, so there is a basic nafkemine between Rasa in the Reise between Rav Safra and Rav Zvi. With Reise, because according to Rav Safra, so it's not that the Bonin is a Raya that the rich desire. No, the Bonin themselves are the money. And whereas according to Rav Zvi, so it's not that the Bonin make her into a daily. It's the Bonin make her into a daily. But the Bonin is a Raya that she produced desire. So what makes her into a daily? The Simonim make up there. In other words, even though Shlisayres is only a Simon, in other words, Zayla by definition means that she reached puberty. That's what it means. But, so it's not that she's a Zayla because she has Shlisayres. No, that's not so. I mean, it's not a bus becomes a Zayla because she has Shlisayres. She's a Zayla because she's a Zayla. What does a Zayla mean? She reached puberty. Now, puberty manifests itself in many things. I mean, there are many, physiological characteristics of puberty, and there are many morphological characteristics of puberty. So godless means puberty. That's what it means. And the Shlisayres is a symptom of puberty. So it's not that godless consists in the fact that she has Shlisayres. For Raya, if a bat produces Shlisayres before she is in base, so she has Shlisayres, but we say Chimabaone. So what does it mean, Chimabaone? But she has desires. Is our head being that the godless consists in producing desires? So how could we say he should have found it? The answer is godless does not consist in desires. Godless consists in puberty. Desires is indicative that she reached puberty. So, but if she produces desires at the age of 10, so then it's not indicative of puberty, just a certain hormone abnormality. So sometimes children are born with a lot of hair. So that doesn't mean that they reach puberty in the womb of the mother. So that's the halacha of Shumabalme. So even Shlisayres it does not constitute godless itself. Shlisayres too is only a simen. That's why it's called a simen. It's not godless itself. It's only a symptom of puberty of godless. But godless consists in the puberty, in all the characteristics and manifestations of puberty. And Shlisayres is only a simen. It's only a symptom of puberty, but there is still a distinction, a fundamental distinction, between the nature of the semen of Shlisayres and the nature of the semen of Bonim according to Rav Zvi. According to Rav Safra, so Bonim itself is the semen. It's not a semen for another semen. It's not a raya for another semen. But Bonim itself, even if we'll know Binivue, that she never produced Shlisayres, but she gave birth to a child, so then she becomes a Gaila. Because that in itself is the semen of puberty. According to Rav Zvi, so Bonim in itself is not the semen of puberty. What is the real simen of puberty? That's desire. But boning is a simen that you produce desire, but we don't see it. So it's mos. But the real simen of godless, according to Razli, is the desire. And the boning is the simen for the desire. Ganzwieder Marie von Mussemone, immer wieder ich sorgen vor euch, den Jibo Bonim schon kein Jome, mozu wie es ist, Mone. Und mir sind wir aus, wie die Pore benigte. Wie hei, hallo, mein Doma, ich heiße ich in meinem Leben, wie mein Bonim klaut, wo ist, Mone. War der noch schru? So, if the Pshat is, so according to Ganzwieder, that goes without saying, the Bonim themselves are not the Mone. The Bonim are only a Reihe, that was the Silas. And what is the real Simen? The real Simen is desires. That's why Rashi says, the translator holds, Teirzman, Klachasman. Rashi doesn't say it in respect to Rav Safre. Because, according to Rav Safre, so the bonim is not the Simen for desires. The bonim itself is the Simen. So maybe the whole Machlekes in the Gemara, whether Teirzman, Klachasman, or Teirzman, Klachasman, has no bearing to bonim. That's the Machlekes in connection with desires. But it has no bearing upon bonim. So in respect to this iron, so we can say that the tailed man, if she produces this iron, tailed man, before 12, so then it's not symptomatic of puberty. It's just a certain abnormality. A certain abnormality in the past. But it's not symptomatic of puberty. Much anything without the body, we cannot say. It is just a certain abnormality. I mean, the fact that she was able to conceive, make hymen, and give birth to children, that is the biggest symptom of puberty. So maybe Rashi doesn't mention that. But Rashi mentions that in connection with Rav Zvid, because according to Rav Zvid, the bonim are not the simonim per se, the bonim are only an indication of other simonim that produce this iris. So she becomes the daily through the simonim which desires, not with the simonim of bonim, according to Rav Zvid. So the question is, what is human only? So Rashi says, yo, that is there's man is last. Und mir sind wir heute mit der Paar nicht, kein aber man doch nicht mal kommen, wir wollen kaufen zum in Wanne noch. Wir haben schon richtig in am Marsch mit lecker was schon bauen. Wir wollen Wanne noch und schon durch schria. Liebe Leute, man in wenn wir ziehen haben in meine die richtig mit man in die Musik bei uns. Loch ich kommen name. Habe da die Joje, die hat man ze, die mei so gut bei mir. Aber die von Hayo, die durch schria. Der kommt raus wie der ist so. So Bonnie is only a Reihe that she produced this iris. And it's not the possibility, according to Razi, the possibility is not excluded that the girl should conceive and give birth to a viable child and still not reach human. It's also possible. But this is highly unusual. So in Melee, we are not gracious for such remote things. But it's possible. It's possible. Lohi koma name, Ralpah Loye, Teichat Manazé, Chimeis of Ubrameis, Aval Pidi von Mechayo, Chimdu Ishriach. ובי פרייס דער רב ביבן נאָך צו מטומוס בישביל אמיר ווי אַפעל גאַב די רב באל יוי אל חושל מין קאַט שמע ביש ווי אל חושל מין קאַט שמע ביש ווי אַ ווין טיימע און מיין נייל איך מאָג די רב זיד און בויל מיין מאַד אין בונן קלאוד איז מאני קיל מאשן מיר so how do you mog know that perhaps we didn't mean that it's impossible for to have bunny without him not that it's highly unusual die ich weimar die in bunny cloud und ich money in bunny meimar in came be my also with the Rav Safre keep the day name in bunny cloud und ich money mein Rav Safre aber da also meimar in a bunny simen gadles ella sai ich lecke sai das und das kino war der weil doch ein paar wir wie nimmt ich schon ein riesig immer noch wir gehen schon auf die Deal nicht gut sind die Reise und Jungs und schon nur das und kommt das wieder ist die Sommer ganz wie die hat man klar hat man da wollte ich auch sehen mir alle wie so täte die Freude da der Transit kann ich with the Psaq Aloche of the Gemore the Teirz Mani Kloes Neizman but the Baalme made Rav Zvid the Rav Mani Kloes Neizman the Shana Hoche the Aldi Bonim Chashvi Uri Simonim Kilo Hei Leachazman Kip Tarishes Name Rav Saf now what is the status in the Kashi how does the Gemore know that the Pshat in Rav Zvid the Bonim Kloes Simonim is that it's highly unusual but possibly it is maybe the Pshat in Rav Zvid is that it's not impossible the Teirz gives the Teretz Dini Bonim Cloud the loisy money for me, Marin, can be my own self, who got Rav Safre. Now the question is, I think the question is raised against this. No! The reason is why Rav Zvid is Chilka Rav Safre, because according to Rav Safre, so the bunny are themselves the Simen Gadol. According to Rav Zvid, The Bonim themselves are not a Simengafet, and the Bonim are only a Raya. They're doing the Simengafet, but maybe it's a certainty. It's a Simen, it's not a probable Simen, but a certain Simen. Not a, so the Pshat is in line with what I said before, that Inish the Cyrus is not a thing that makes her into a Kleiris, or makes a Ben into a God. I mean, it wouldn't be mistaken to say that the Cyrus makes the Ben, a God. The Bas, a Kleiris. But the Pshat is godless, consistent purity. Godless, consistent purity. And as a matter of fact, there are Simonim Lemailo also. There are Simonim Lemailo also, the more immediate mentions. Simonim Lemailo. Not just that there are Simonim Lemato, so there are Simonim Lemailo too. And the Rambam mentions that in Perigbeis Nuchatishet Halocha Zayin. So the Rambam says, V'yesh Mibas Simonim Limaylo V'hin Alikroin Simen Elim V'ilohim M'shitar Zir Yom L'Acherel V'yatekenet Mot Madavi U'mishiyashchir Yish Adar U'mishiyitin Adiyon Yalik Tadar V'shikeya V'shir L'Arab And so on. So then the Rambam says Halocha Chet Kol Ilo Simonim Chet Miro Mibas Simen Echot Mikolelo Yikulon ובסיובשון או יפוחי אין משכיחים בו והרי יקטענו והרי יקטענו נאו, so there is a מחלקת רשיינים זה המנה רשיינים הוא say that these סימונים משיצר זה לבוא אחרי או and so on אני, so are סימוני בגרס not סימוני גברס not סימוני נאוס but the shit is a רמבם is that all these סימוני מנשים אבל את הנוי ממידת אף מנזיין are סימוני נאוס not סימוני בגרס not סימוני בגרס So the Rambam says, "Kol ilah simonim ches miru v'basim alechem kolelu oikulon v'basivation oipochi imashdichem bei v'arei iktan nasi v'basivation oinecho." So if this simonim one year v'bas before she's 12, so then just so even the Cyrus is not considered as a simon of purity. So hakamo lechamo the simon, but nasi v'basivation oinecho the year v'basim alatachim imashdichem bei alechem kolelu. But if she had the simon alatachim the Cyrus, so then she certainly did it. Vimlo yira tachti, she did it a shtisayre. Vimlo yira boyach of Nikolaylo, vi zei simoni, mi mailo, harei hi sofik bin naro miktan, vi donim bo lahachm. Vi yira kulon, so if one of these zei simoni, mi mailo, appeared in the bath, so then she did sofik bin. And im yira kulon, vlo yira simna tachti, na vizik bila badoi. She yefsha, she yoveyu kulon, ala kvo bo simna tachti minoshe. And then, so this Rambam mentions, in connection with Bas. So in connection with Bas, in the Seder Mishnah, that there is Simonim on Milo. The Machlekes, the Sabbishenim will say that many of these Simonim are not even mentioned in the Gemara, Simonim Darus, but it's Simonim Bagos. But it's mentioned. The Rambam, but Gemara doesn't mention, the Gemara doesn't mention Simonim on Milo by them. The Rambam, in Perisbeis, New Hasishas. The Halochet is wrong, mentioned Simonim on Milo by them too. בין יודגים ראשון ובינכות, שלהי בסימן של למטו, ונראו בי כל הסימונים של מיילו, הרי זה סופית בין גודל מקופ, ואם לא ימים דק מלמטו, כאילו שנראה בסימוני בגוס מלמיילו, הרי זה בחטא קודם. So, the right of the test, because the right of it, so, נראה לי שזהו יש שטף רוח, לא יהיה מדבור, ותוהי במה שעשית בפס, כי הבאס יש לי סימוני בגוס. So, the right of the cheat is that the סימוני אליין, הסימוני בגוס, הסימוני נערוס, all right, that's another, another מחלקת. אבל הבן, אין לי סימן באליין. וסימונים האמורים, סימוני סירוסי, ולא סימוני בגרוס, ועד שאי בנסחים קוטנו, אבל פי שיש בכל סימוני סוף. So according to Rambam, there is סימונים in Milo by Bento. I mean, what kind of סימוני? It probably consists in having hair on the body. So a Ben who has not reached puberty as yet, so does not have hair, and if he has hair, so that is a סימון in Milo. So anyway, so we see from the Rambam shitting in Likabi Bas and even Likabi Ben, that if, let's say, he didn't produce Simonim Lomato, but he produced the monomer, my law, so it didn't have any suffix. So what does it mean, having a suffix? So what does it mean, having a suffix? So it's a suffix, in other words, because maybe you reached puberty. So you won't see from that, I mean, that it's not the Sirets in itself that makes the Bene Godel, or the Sirets in themselves that make the Fas into a Deo. Godel Deo means puberty. But the Sirets is only Simen Muvek that it reached puberty. And if, let's say, the Ben or the Bas is afflicted with a certain condition, that he cannot produce silence. Certain sickness, let's say. And this also happens sometimes. But the Ben or the Bas has reached puberty in all ways, then he becomes godlike they are. Without the Cyrus, it's not that the Cyrus in itself makes the Ben into a godlike or the Bas into a they are. So that's called simonim, because this is not the godless itself, this is a simon of godless. This is a simon of godless. Now, so if the Cyrus is only a simon for godless, it's not the godless itself. It's not the godless itself. So the Mimela Taisa says very well. Taisa says, in bonim klaubeloi simonim bolimena, in kidney myos always good adra safre, kidney the name in bonim klaubeloi simonim. So the question that is raised against the Mimela is, no, there is a difference in the whole Lomdes. According to Rav Safre, so the bonim are the simonim. According to Rav Zvi, the bonim are a riot. The worst is Cyrus. But what are the simonim? The real simonim are the Cyrus. The answer is, because if it's only highly unusual for a girl to give birth to children without having produced the Cyrus, but if the possibility is not excluded, so then we understand the difference between Rav Safre and Rav Zvi. But if we say, according to Rav Zvi, it's not only highly unusual, but it's impossible. So if it is managed impossible to have children without producing Shisayres, so the name is the same thing like Rav Safre. What does Rav Safre say? Rav Safre says that the bonim themselves are the simonim. And if the bonim themselves are the simonim, what does that mean? That she becomes a dele to the bonim? No, she becomes a dele because she reached human. But the bonim is in simon mubek. It's a raya brure that she reached puberty. And according to Rav Zvi, so the bonim is a raya, a simon mubek that she produced desires. And if she did produce desires, so what? So again, and that is simon mubek that she reached puberty. So the net result is the same. So anyway, what kind of a machlekes is there between Rav Safre and Rav Zvi? Alright. Mishum tzal leidach hashinah. Vim tema. Kiven dey. Bonim do simonim is as if only they can lay there. We like a simonim. Let me make a shame loss for the cattle but all later. We should have loved that no cattle later. We have been having some savvy but has no shame loss for. The way no cattle later we should actually need a halay to the morning. I have a lot of no cattle later. We have been the but kino come later. We ask you on. We should make a shame loss for some savvy evil. We are in the forest news that as we think that bonim do simonim comma. Have also shappy or the no cattle later. We are in the three of my mom is some savvy but has no. Have we actually came in Kayla have been shaman in the run by way. I'm afraid that I missed a little bit of 12:30 late. All right, so I'll have to pay some sale. So over the Rav Chaim and Bonim and Simonim, it's a very complicated and confusing piece, but the Shittas HaRambam means, Rosh HaRambam means, the great Nuk HaSishet, Halach HaTet, הבת של יולדו אחר גזרי שונו, אף על פי שלא הביאו סימונים, לא התחתיב לאליין, הרי זו גדי לו. בוא נמראה עם שסימון. So we see, all the רשינים point out that the Rambam is חלק on Tesis, and I'm always רשינים. Because the sheet of Tesis is that בוא נמראה עם שסימונים means she becomes a dele as of Ibo. And the Rambam says that she becomes a dele only as of later, not as of Ibo. Not as of Ibo. Now, so the Mkiyesef, as the Kashe, against the Rambam from the Gemore in Sures, Tafamites. Gemore has an abaye, Tafamites and Mutreis. The boy Rove, Yeish baga bekever or in baga bekever. Yeish baga bekever would no have, or if you may baga bekever, would there be a have. Now, if one is an arrow, so he has to pay knot. But suppose Bishas Amor is the deed, Bishas Amor is the deed, she is already digressed. So then the knas goes to the father. And so then the So then the knas goes to herself. To herself. Like this, the knas goes to the father. But if she's a mother of the deen, she's already a digress. So the knas goes to herself. So Obed, originally raised in Abaye, yeish baga bekeva or ein baga bekeva. Whether she can become a digress after she dies. Or not. Yeish baga bekeva. Udi lo have. Because what's the aloha if she's alive and she's a digress? So then the knas doesn't go to the father, the knas goes to herself. But suppose at a time when she's supposed to become a deichet, she's dead. So if we say yish bagam bekeva, so she should be deichet. And then what? She's dead, so then it goes to her child. It's no ab. Or if you mean bagam bekeva, she cannot become a deichet bekeva. So mele do viab. So the Gemara refutes this whole echatinsa. The Gemara says that the whole echatinsa is inconceivable. Umi me'abre. Umi me'abre. Bikatnis ui binares. Is it possible for her to conceive so that she should give birth to a child while she is in Ares? And then, after she dies, the question arises, does she become a beggar or not? It's impossible. ואותון הרבי לקמד רב נחמן שורשנו שמשם שזה מייך אלו הם קטנו מוברס ומניקו קטנו שמתיסה בבטומוס מוברס שמתעתו בריסנדו מניקו שמתיגו לבנו ואיזהו קטנו בתחת 13 שונו וימחות אשתי 13 שונו וימחות פוחס מכנגס לאו כמשמשת כדעת וילכת דיבו רב מייה וחכובים הם מחזו וחזו משמשת כדעת וילכת ומן השמיים רחמו משם השם שם הבישן So it's impossible for her to conceive and then give birth to the child binaris because bikatnes she couldn't She couldn't conceive. So Mimele, how is it possible? Vichiteime, the Abrech is in Are. And if you say we can visualize such a case, if she conceived when she was already in Bela, and Velina Kishinar, and she gave birth while she was alive, she gave birth. So that's impossible. Shite Yarche, because the interval between Naus and Bagus, is only 6 months. And it's impossible to give birth in 6 months. If she can yarach and be yalde, from a shmuel in the nowis of bagus or she shchadosh. Ela hocha come in boyle. Yeish baga bikeveh al pokao. Oy du mo, ein baga bikeveh al viloi pokao. That's the abay. But we couldn't visualize a case of baga bikeveh and the gloha. So if we say, so the Jesus kashi is, if we say that Bonimarim Kisimoni means that she becomes a Deles of Ibo, and between Ibo and Leide is 9 months. So then we understand why the Gemara says we can't visualize such a case, that Yesh Bagos Bekeveh, and she should have a child. Because Bonafshech, if she gave birth before she died, so that means that 9 months before, or 7 months before, she already was a Deles. She was a Deile, and she gave birth while she was alive, so that means that a month, 1 month, or 3 months, so before she gave birth, she already was a Deiles, while she was alive. But according to the Rambam, that Bonimarim Kisimoni means that she becomes a Deile as of Leide, so Mele, it could be that she was Nisabe while she was a Ktane. She gave birth, she died. And then six months after she gave birth. So the question is, does she become a Begeret? And Mele, the Knaz goes to the child or not? That's the Kashi of Mutilisif against them. Israel. So Reb Chaim means Beni Lomis Machriv on that. But then at the end he mentions the two shittas in the Rambam shittas, the Rashbo and the Magen Mishnah. So first he gives the teretz on the Rambam without mentioning the Rashbo and the Magen Mishnah. He gives the teretz, a very good teretz. But then he mentions the Rashbo and the Magen Mishnah. So there is a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Magen Mishnah as to what is the shittas Rambam. So the Rashbo says. והדרוש לרמב״ם היא הבא שיולדו אחר יצווי שון אף על פי שלא יביאו סימון לא יתחתים ולא יליין הרי זו דיילו בוא נמראים סימון So the Rashba says, why does the Rambam say, Habashi Yoldo Ahal Yidvei Shono? Habashi Yoldo Ahal Yidvei Shono. Because before Yidvei Shono, she couldn't be Yoldo. She couldn't be Yoldo. In other words, the Rambam is really can taste this. Taste she is, Kedem Hazman Hazeh in Saperes Folikia. Teh Hazman Hazeh, he may so who promise. So what does it mean, Teh Hazman Hazeh? Not Teh Hazman Hazeh between 11 and 12. The Teh Hazman Hazeh means within the year that she was Misabro with Megayon. But the Rambam holds, no. The Teh Hazman Hazeh means he may so who promise, means between 11 and 12. So that's Teh Hazman Hazeh, so he may so who promise. So Mele, if she will be Nisaber and give birth between 11 and 12, so then he may serve he may, who never loved his mates. And here the Rambam talks of Habashi Yoda Harization, she's alive and the blood is alive. So Mele it has to be Harization. Mele it has to be Harization. So Mele, according to the Rashba, so there is no kasha against the Rambam. So in the Haname, according to the Rashba's Shat in the Rambam, it's impossible to visualize the case of Bagnet Bekeda. Because she couldn't conceive and give birth before 12. So, and give birth to a viable child. So when could she conceive and give birth to a viable child? That is, after 12. So that means that after 12 she conceived, and then 7 months later, she gave birth to the child. So before she gave birth, she already became a baker. So Mele, Abashi Yoldo, Achalit Veishono, Aval Kishalo Yivya Simoni. So the Tachto Lelie, Harei Zubeyu, Aboni, Harei Enki Simon. Right, now, the question is, according to the Magid Mishne, the Magid Mishne, Shita is, now the Magid Mishne, he says that the reason is why the Rambam says, Habashi Yoldo Achalit Veishono, Aval Kishalo Yivya Simoni, Vitachto Lelie, Harei Zubeyu, Bonim Harim Kisimonim is not because Kedem Yudvei she couldn't conceive and give birth to a viable child. She could, but she does not become a Yudvei. She could, the Magid Mishne says, the Shita Rambam is that even before 12, she could conceive and give birth to a child, to a viable child. He chayo, and the blood is kayo. But, so why does the Rambam say, Habashi Yoldo Achal Yudvei Shono? Habashi Yoldo Achal Yudvei Shono. So Magid Mishne says, because before Yudvei Shono, even though she gave birth to a child, so she wouldn't be Yudvei. She would still be Yudvei. So when does she become a Yudvei? Only if Yodo Acha Yudvei Shono. Also the question is, according to the Magid Mishne, that she can give birth to Nikayome even before Yudvei, but she doesn't become a Yudvei because she is still Yudvei Shoni. So now the question arises, so the Magid Mishne himself raises the question, if according to Rambam, it's possible to give birth before 12, when she doesn't become Yudvei, so she's still Yudvei, so why does the Mishne say, Lematino Chameisim Nayenes? So we could visualize Chameisim Nayenes. She conceived and gave birth to a child, and before 12, so she didn't become Yudvei, since she didn't become Yudvei, so she can be Mayen. So the Magid Mishne says, that Rambam Shite is, that even though she is still a Tane, as long as she is not 12 years old, so even though she gave birth to a viable child, so she is still a Tane, but Mimayin she cannot. That's a Tafaris Chachamim. That Mimayin she cannot. In other words, the Magid Mishne says in Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Pshat, the Tesis, the possible Pshat, the Tesis mentioned in the Gemara, in the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Rambam holds, agrees with that. I'll leave it there. So the Mele is Leimatino Chameisei Memanenes. So the question is, so the Rambam is difficult from the Gemara and Tzumet. Well, that's a Magid Mishne. Okay, the Magid Mishne here is that Rambam is the Shabbat Yechel Lelet Nekayome. I'm the Sheikh Hasman Hazeh, Vikim Shnas Yivei. That was even as Zila Al Yodom, Kim Da Dayi Niktame Bishnisel. Vod it Nandi Nati Yochel Leima Bachameisei Shemriyano, Hayne Mishim Lechol Shiyoto Shuvin Maenes Afi Sheiktano. Und da hat er mal den Lichten, also hier die Kühe so viel, so mich daches lobakas bekeber heiche die jodo kegem schnatsi zwei. Ja, da ut kanoi. Wie acha schnatsi zwei. So she gave birth to a viable child. And then, before she was 12 years old, while she was still 11. And then, after she was 12, so then she produced this iris. And then immediately after she produced this iris, she died. She died. So when did she become a Zeila and Nare? When she produced this iris. Because with the body that she gave birth while she was 11, she couldn't become a Zeila according to the Magid Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam. But so when did she become a Zeila? After she was 12, and then she produced this iris. So she became a Zeila with the money. And then she died soon after. She produced this iris. After 12, she died. And then 6 months later, and she already had a child. The child was, she gave birth to the child before she was 12. But she still remained a Ktan. And she became a Nare with this iris. And then, after she produced this iris, while she was 12, she died. The question is, 6 months later. So she was going to become a Begeret. Does she become a Begeret? Whichever. Mimele, the Knas will go to a child that was born while she was still 11. Or, anybody was Begeret. So why did Gemara say that this is impossible? So that's the Kash. In other words, the Chaim, I mean, he mentions all kinds of lombes. And then he mentions the Rashba and the Magid Mishneh. So he points out that according to the Rashba there is no kasha in the very outset. But the kasha is according to the Magid Mishneh. And then he gives a very simple parents according to the Magid Mishneh. So according to the Rashba, Pshat and the Rambam, there is no kasha altogether. But according to the Magid Mishneh, Pshat and the Rambam, there is a kasha. So we can visualize the Chatimtze of Bagos Bekeber, where she has a viable child. In other words, if she conceived and gave birth while she was 11, but she still remained a Gdela, then she became 12, and then she produced this iris, and immediately afterwards she died. And then 6 months later, the question is, does she become a Begeret? In the Mele, the Knas, and now the Hamad Badin takes place, so does the Knas go to the child, or in Magad Bekeva, so the Knas goes to the father. There's the Kash. So, Reb Chaim mentions the child. He mentions the child. Now, the Magad Mishneh Shita is that the reason is why the Rambam says Habashi Olga Achal Yitzvei Shalom Afal Tishul Yitzvei Simoni Mitzachlo Elga Achal Yitzvei Lobona Al Simoni is not because Kedem Yitzvei it couldn't even happen. No, it could happen, but she doesn't become Yitzvei Lobona. So when does she become Yitzvei Lobona? Only if Yolga Achal Yitzvei Shalom Achal Yitzvei Lobona. So what's the Pshah? Suppose she gave birth to a viable child while she was 11. She didn't become Yitzvei Lobona at that moment. Then she became 12. In order to become Yitzvei Lobona, does she have to have the sirens, other simony, or the child that she gave to which she gave birth while she was 11 is good simony. But she didn't become a Gdela because whereas according to Teisa Shite, so simony itself is enough to make her into a Gdela. The Shite Sarambam is that simony itself is not enough. There are two prerequisites. One is simony and the other is shoni. As a matter of fact, so Mimele, she couldn't become a Gdela. When she gave birth at the age of 11, because the other prerequisite for godless was lacking. But the moment she becomes 12 years old, she becomes a Gdela without any Shnei Sirens, because the simonim she has from before while she was still 11, but she had to wait until she's 12, until she has the other, she fulfills the other requirement of godless of shoni. But the moment she becomes 12, she doesn't have to produce Shnei Sirens. She becomes a Gdela with the money. So he says, this is the pshat in the Magid Mishneh. Not that the pshat, because there's no alternative way to say the pshat in the Magid Mishneh. The pshat in the Magid Mishneh, the pshat in the Rambam is that if she gives birth to a child while she's 11, then it's not considered as godless, simonim of godless. So Mimele, when she becomes 12, she has to have other simonim, either she's sirens or to give birth to another child. So, but she cannot become a Gdela just with the bonim that she gave birth while she was 11, even after she becomes 12. So he resolves the child that according to the Rambam, according to Magid Mishneh and the Rambam, so the bonim is considered a simoni godless even before 12. But the reason is why she doesn't become a Gdela before 12, because there are two prerequisites, simonim and shonim. And Simoni Menchoni. And so Mimele, when she becomes 12, she doesn't have to produce this iris. He says that the iris from the Magid Mishneh itself. The Magid Mishneh Rav Mishneh is the kasha against the Rambam. Since according to the Rambam, he saw even before 12, she could conceive and give birth to a viable child. So, but she still remains a Ktano. So why does the Mishneh say even Matzino Chameisim Imayenes? So he says, that's the Tachonis Chafamim, that once she has Bonim, so she cannot be Mimai. She cannot be Mimai, even though she's a Ktano. So, but she needs. Why is it so? Why is it so? So the Pshat is as follows. Because Simoni Gadlus it is, even before the age of 12. But the reason is why she remains a Ktano, because there is another requirement, another prerequisite. Gadlus of Shoni. So maybe she has to wait until she becomes 12. So that means that there are two prerequisites for Gadlus. Gadlus of Simonim and Gadlus of Shoni. So the moment she becomes 12, she becomes a Gdele. Becomes a Gdele. With the Bonim she had before. The Bonim she had before. So that was the Takonis Chachamim. That Miun is only effective in a Ktane who has not as yet attained even the Gadlus of Simonim. But the Ktane, who already attained the Gadlus of Simonim, but she is not a Gdele because the Gadlus of Shonim is lacking. Miun is not effective. So that's the Pshat in the Magid Mishneh. So the Rav Chaim says, and that's very mistabeh, the Haloche of Bagres, that Ein Binavus Le Bagres El Shisha Chodoshim Bel Bad. So that means that there is an interval of 6 months between Nares and Bagres. So in other words, that does not mean that she becomes a Bagres, that the girl becomes a Bagres only 6 months subsequent to the time she becomes a Bagres. No, the girl becomes a Bagres 6 months subsequent to the Havoah Simoni. So Mimele, in the case, what was the kashe against the Rambam? What was the Mukiyesev's kashe against the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam? That since according to the Magid Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam, even at the age of 11, so she can conceive and give birth to a viable child. So why does the Gemara say it's inconceivable? Of Bagdus Bekever, it is conceivable. Let's say she conceived and gave birth while she was 11. After she was 12, she produced this iris. And immediately after that, she died, and then 6 months later. So the question is, does she become a Bekeres, and maybe the Knas goes to the child or not? The answer is no. If she conceived and gave birth while she was 11, so she produced Simoni Gadlus while she was 11. But she didn't become a Bekeres.